This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group, Economic Equity Now. Should tens of thousands of our friends and neighbors in Wisconsin lose their health insurance so billionaires like Elon Musk can get a tax cut? Let Senator Johnson know what your values are and how he should vote on this bill. This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group, Economic Equity Now.
Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. The iron boats go as the mariners all know, with the gales of November remembered. In a musty old hall in Detroit, they prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. And the legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up her dead when the gales of November come early.
Lightfoot with The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Great song. Caused, quite a bit of an uproar publicly for a number of years afterward before they finally found the vessel and did their investigation. And I'm not sure if they've still found the exact cause as to what happened. I believe, they're pretty certain, this is what happened. It became overloaded with water, trouble with the hatch, and that's what ended up doing it, and then the combination of that and the high waves and all of that. But The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. All right, it's time for a brief break for station identification as we approach the 3 o'clock hour, and we return to hear a little bit of Stevie Wonder with the fantastic Superstition.
It's all about great music with some interesting information as a bonus from your host, Chris Simonson, on Saturdays with Simo from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Various superstitions.
Wonder with his fantastic Superstition, one of my all-time favorites. Just love that tune, everything about it. Here is Nina Simone with the original Feeling Good.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh, 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 ooh. And I'm feeling good. Fly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean? Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. Shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. The freedom is mine, and I know how I feel.
land. How many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
How many years must a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? How many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free?
How many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see?
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? How many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry?
How many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died?
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Peter, Paul, and Mary with the iconic Blowin' in the Wind. Such a beautiful purity to the simplicity of that song, I think. Just a fantastic tune, a great recording. All right, here is a little bit of Frank Sinatra off his A Swingin' Affair LP, released in 1958, I believe, with Nelson Riddle and his orchestra. This is a tune called No One Ever Tells You.
No one ever tells you what it's like to love and lose, how it feels to waken and have breakfast with the blues, how to go on living, how to face another day. No one ever tells you the way. No one ever tells you how it feels to walk alone, listening for those footsteps through the echo of your own. Suddenly it hits you, all those dreams weren't worth a dime, 'cause no one ever tells you in time. Long before the icy winds of winter, autumn tells the swallows time to fly. Why did she pretend till the bitter end, till it broke my heart to say goodbye? No one ever tells you that it's just another fling. No one ever warns you when your heart begins to sing. Someone tells you later all is fair in love and war, but no one ever hotels you before. No one ever tells you that it's just another fling. No one ever warns you when your heart begins to sing. Someone tells you later all is fair in love and war. But no one ever tells you before, it never comes easy. No one ever tells you before.
Frank Sinatra with No One Ever Tells You. Just a fantastic recording. Great big band sound. Just wonderful, wonderful orchestrations there by Nelson Riddle. Wow. You know, the two of them working together, they did a number of things with Capitol Records in the mid to late 1950s into 1961, I believe they were still working together. But yeah, they met one another. Nelson Riddle was the third trombone player with the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra when Frank Sinatra was singing with them, and they met each other through that and ended up working together and had just a wonderful professional relationship, creating so many great recordings. It's time for another commercial break, so we will stop and do that real quickly. Thank you very much to the sponsors. Thank you to you for listening this Saturday afternoon. And we're going to come back and give a little nod to Ray Schrader with some Les Brown and his band of renown. They will be performing Leap Frog.
Do you believe in the magic of transformation? This is Joe Flores, owner manager of Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. Imagine your elderly parent getting energized and becoming more active with attention and nurturing. At Harvest Guest Home, our residents get all the tender loving care they need to develop the will to get stronger. Our residents socialize with people their own age. They trust their caregivers who've been with us since we opened our doors in 1995. They develop a healthy and positive mental attitude. Their families call the surprising change a transformation, a blossoming of the elderly. Call us today at 647-8205.
At Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, there's always family.
Are you ready for a dramatically improved experience with your next crown? WP Dental is excited to offer same-day dental restorations. As one of the first in the area to use this advanced technology, at WP Dental you can have same-day crowns with no plastic temporaries and no gooey impressions. Find out if same-day restoration is right for you. Call 647-3993 or visit WP Dental, 100 North Church Street, Richland Center.
WRCO Studios is proudly brought to you by Meyer Oil and LP, your reliable source for fuel delivery since 1956.
The 44th annual Richland County Dairy Breakfast will be celebrated this year at Schmidt Farms, located between Sextonville and Gotham. Happening Sunday, June 8th from 7 to 1. For just $5, enjoy a hearty farm breakfast with pancakes, sausage, cheese curds, ice cream, and more. Kids 3 and under eat free, and there's fun for the little ones with the pedal pull starting at 10 a.m. Visitors should park at the Rockwell lot on Peebles Drive in Richland Center and catch a free shuttle to the farm. Easy and convenient for everyone. Start your Sunday the dairy way. The Richland County Dairy Breakfast, the 44th annual at Schmidt Farms, coming up Sunday, June 8th. Do you realize that Richland Center is one of the few cities in Wisconsin to have an outdoor theater, roller rink, bowling alley, book, and record store? While visiting Richland Center, make sure you stop at Mastodon Records, located at Okooch Books and Libations. They have new vinyl, used vinyl, collectible and keepsake records, and can special order. Maybe you no longer own a turntable. Mastodon Records can hook you up. Stop by Mastodon Records in downtown Richland Center at Okooch Books and Libations to start your record year.
Should tens of thousands of our friends and neighbors in Wisconsin lose their health insurance so billionaires like Elon Musk can get a tax cut? Representative Van Orden has already decided to kick our neighbors off Medicaid by voting for the Republican budget bill. These cuts to Medicaid will also be devastating to rural communities, with the loss of hospitals, clinics, and nursing homes. The decision now is in the hands of the Senate and Senator Ron Johnson. We need to ask him if he agrees with Representative Van Orden that sick Wisconsinites should give up their health care so millionaires and billionaires like him can get a tax cut. Providing health care to our sick neighbors, friends, and family on Medicaid is not waste, fraud, and abuse of our tax dollars. It is our tax dollars helping to care for those we care about. Let Senator Johnson know what your values are and how he should vote on this bill. President Trump calls this a big, beautiful bill. Instead, it is a big billionaire bonanza handed to billionaires by stripping health care away from those of who need it. This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group, Economic Equity Now.
Saturdays with Simo. It's great music from a great era with a great host, Chris Simonson, on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Brown and his band of renown with Leap Frog, song written by Joe Garland. especially for Les Brown and his orchestra, wrote a number of other big swing tunes as well. If you know the name Joe Garland, he wrote In the Mood, that was done by, of course, the Glenn Miller Orchestra. Also wrote Serenade to a Savage for Artie Shaw, which ended up charting and becoming one of Artie Shaw's gold records. Yep, Joe Garland with Les Brown and his band of renown with Leapfrog. Back to the 70s we go. Here's a novelty from back in my high school days. You remember Dickie Goodman? He did The Flying Saucer originally back in the late 1950s. Novelty hit, had a number of others. This is from 1975. This is called Mr. Jaws.
We are here on the beach where a giant shark has just eaten a girl swimmer. Well, Mr. Jaws, how was it?
Dynamite!
And what did she say when you grabbed her?
Please, mister, please.
I know sharks are stupid, but what did you think when you took that first bite?
How sweet it is.
Mr. Jaws, before you swim out to sea, have you anything else to say?
I can't
is the local sheriff. Sheriff Brody, the shark will be back for lunch. What do you intend to do?
Do a little dance, make a little love, get down the line.
Just arriving is oceanographer Matt Hooper. Sir, if someone is attacked by a shark, what should they do?
Do the hustle.
We are going aboard the fishing boat of Captain Quint. Captain, will you be able to catch this giant shark?
I will.
Thank you, Captain. When you catch one of these sharks, what do you feel like?
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
We've just sighted the shark again. He's coming straight for us. Captain Quint is shouting something at him.
Get your baby one of these nights.
Hey, Jaws, the captain says he's going to catch you. What do you think of that? Uh-oh, here he comes again. They've hit him. Mr. Jaws, why doesn't anything seem to hurt you? He's coming right onto the boat. Mr. Jaws, why are you grabbing my hand?
Wouldn't you give your hand to a friend?
No, wait. Mr. Jaws, that's not the way this record is supposed to end. Help! Help!
No.
to know.
Track from their debut album, that is Boston with More Than a Feeling. Alrighty, there we go. Here is another great tune, well, in my mind anyway. Back when the Ed Sullivan Show was on television, and I know a number of the listeners will remember that, from time to time they would have things that were a little more kid-oriented. You know, if you get what I mean, like Topo Gigio. And every now and again, this guy by the name of Jim Henson would show up with these wonderful thing called the Muppets. Well, this is the first time I remember seeing them. This is a conversation that a couple of Muppets are having called Manamana.
Manamana. Manamana. Manamana. Manamana. Manamana. Manamana. Manamana. Manamana. Manamana. Manamana. Manamana. Mana 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 mana. Mana 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 mana. Manamana. 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 Manamana.
You don't own me. I'm not just one of yours. Toys, you don't own me. Don't say I can't go with other boys. And don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me what to say. And please, when I go out with you, don't put me on display. 'Cause you don't own me.
Leslie Gore and You Don't Own Me. Here are the Kingston Trio with Reverend Mr. Black.
He rode easy in the saddle. He was tall and lean. And at first he thought nothing but a streak of mean could make a man look so downright strong. But when look in his eyes and you knowed you was wrong. He was a mountain of a man, and I want you to know he could preach hot hell or freezing snow. He carried a Bible in a canvas sack, and the folks just called him the Reverend Mr. Black. He was poor as a beggar, but he rode like a king. Sometimes in the evening I could hear him sing. I got to walk that lonesome valley. I got to walk it by myself, or nobody else. I got to walk in by myself. If ever I could have thought that this man in black was soft, had any yellow up his back, I gave that notion up the day a lumberjack came in and it wasn't a prey. Yeah, he kicked open the meeting house door and it cussed everybody up and down the floor. And then when things got quiet in the place, he walked up and cussed in the preacher's face. He hit that reverend like the kick of a mule, and to my way of thinking, it took a pure fool to turn the other cheek to that lumberjack. Well, that's what he did, the Reverend Mr. Black. He stood like a rock, a man among men, then he let that lumberjack hit him again, and then with a voice as kind as could be, he cut him down like a big oak tree when he said, you got to walk that lonesome valley. You got to walk. Been many years since we had to part. I guess I learned his ways by heart. I can still hear his sermons ring down in the valley where he used to sing. I followed him, yes sir, and I don't regret it. I hope that I'll always be a credit to his memory, because I want you to understand the Reverend Mr. Black was my old man.
You got to walk that lonesome valley. You got to walk yourself, or nobody else can walk it for you. You got to walk it by yourself. You got to walk that lonesome valley. You got to walk it by yourself. And
now the purple dusk of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you when our love was new. And each kiss an inspiration, but that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside a garden wall. When stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale, a paradise where roses bloom, though I dream in vain. In my heart, it will remain my stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
From the beautiful opening augmented chord and its resolution, Nat King Cole with the lovely Stardust. My goodness, doesn't get much better than that, does it, kids? All right, we are returning to the 1970s. Here is Cheap Trick with Surrender.
Just the other day, I
released in 1978, the pride of Rockford, Illinois. That was Cheap Trick, song written by Rick Nielsen. Surrender, what a great tune. Love the lyrics on that song. Surrender by Cheap Trick. Well, it's time to hear from our sponsors. Maybe I'll dig out a Kiss record. We'll see. And coming back from that, we will hear a little bit of Natalie Cole with This Will Be an Everlasting Love.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We stand ready to help you in planning a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days following a loss are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. A funeral and visitation are a positive contribution to the grieving process, providing a formal time to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
Get ready for Sunshine Golf and Giving Back. It's the 9th annual Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing hosted by Schmidt Woodland Hills. Join the fun Thursday, July 17th at Viroqua Hills Golf Course as part of their 60th anniversary celebration of Christian care, compassion, and community. Whether swinging for birdies or just enjoying the day, this outing supports local seniors with every stroke. Prizes, refreshments, and good company await. Register now at development@schmidtwoodlandhills.com or call 608-647-8931. Let's swing into summer for a great cause with Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Meyer Oil and LP, your hometown heroes, delivering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane. Call 608-524-3914 for all your fuel needs.
Books are closed, but the story is far from over. The Ithaca Class of 2025 is ready to write the next chapter. Proudly supported by Walsh's Ace, Cardinal Glass CG, WCCU Credit Union, and House on the Rock Resort and Attraction. Get ready, gearheads, music lovers, and barbecue fans. This Sunday, head to Summit Ridge on Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston for an epic day of chrome tunes and smoky goodness. At 1 p.m., the first car show of the season kicks off, featuring live music by the Eric Knopfsinger Band from 1 until 5. Bring your appetite. Barbecue chicken will be hot off the grill all day long. Classic cars, great music, and delicious food. It's all happening Sunday, May 25th. At Summit Ridge between Laval and Mauston.
This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group Economic Equity Now. The Republicans' budget bill is on the verge of becoming law. This bill contains the largest cuts in Medicaid in U.S. history. The folks who are going to lose health care coverage in this bill are not the ones wasting it or committing fraud or abusing it. It will be your neighbors, your friends, your family, maybe even you. The effects on the rural America will be the closing of rural hospitals, nursing homes, and elder care facilities. This is all being done so mammoth tax cuts can be given to millionaires and billionaires. Ask yourself if this is what you voted for last November. Representative Van Orden has already voted for this bill. So in Wisconsin, the decision is now in Senator Ron Johnson's hands. Contact him and let him know that Wisconsinites protect and stand up for one another. Ask him if he really thinks this bill is good for Wisconsin. This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group, Economic Equity Now.
Join American Legion Post number 350 for a special veteran show on May 31st at the Cal Center inside Reedsburg High School. The show starts at 1 p.m. Come early and enjoy a hot pork sandwich served up starting at 11 a.m. All to support our local veterans and post number 350. That's May 31st. Great food, powerful stories, and hometown pride. Support those who served. American Legion Post 350.
Thank you for being part of our Retro Saturday on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. This is Saturdays with Simo and your host, Chris Simonson.
time, and I'm so glad that you rectified my mind. This will be an everlasting love for me.
Quoted by Sandra Bullock, it's amazing how exotic Wisconsin isn't. Used as the title song in While You Were Sleeping, that is Natalie Cole, and This Will Be an Everlasting Love. Great little rom-com, one of my very favorites. Super slick flick, really nice. Here's Jethro Tull from 1969, Living in the Past.
the spinning wheel spin. You got no money, yeah.